I'm reading from the Parsha of Vayikra, chapter 9, verse 70. Jack, that would be verse Ayin if you have the blue books. Vayihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Imola Karbano Rabbi Chia Patach Kilo Machshavotai Machshavotechem Velo Darkechem Darakai Kilo Machshavotai Machshavotechem Machshavotai Kiti Chaser Vav Tachatzi Mahashava de Kutchabarihu, he la ya, the Resha de Kola, Ume hahi, Mahashava it Peshatu, Archinushvilin, Leishtaha, Shema Kadisha, Ulat Kanale, Betikuno. Kakayot, Mohahi, Mahashava, Ignagin, Benafik, Shakat, Shakyu, Degin, Tadeden, Leashka, Kola, Umehahi, Mahashava, Kaimin, Ilain, Betatain, Umahahi, Chris and Jack, would you check to see if your microphones are muted? There's getting some feedback. If you mute your microphone, we won't have that problem.
Okay, I'm going to put it on mute.
On the bottom of the program where you see the three pictures, underneath it you'll see a microphone. You just click on the microphone.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice, verse 3 of Vayikra, Rabbi Chia opened the discussion with the verse, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. My thoughts," the Hebrew word is machshavotai, has a defective spelling without a vav. "Come and see. The thought of the Holy One, blessed be He, the Sefirah of Chokmah, is the highest and the beginning of everything. Ways and paths emanate from that thought, so that the holy name is present and established properly. From that thought, the waters of the Garden of Eden issue forth to refresh all things. From that thought are maintained the higher and the lower beings. That thought gives existence to the written Torah, Zeranpin, and the oral Torah, Malchut. That is, they emanate from it." To understand this verse, you have to understand what a Ola, the term Ola, represents. Ola is translated as a burnt offering. Why it's translated like that, I do not know. It doesn't make sense. Because the root of Ola is elevation. The purpose of a burnt offering is to elevate the soul. The purpose of a sacrifice is to remove some part of yourself, some negative aspect of yourself, and thereby raising your consciousness and rising to a higher level and getting closer to the Creator. The burnt offering is therefore burnt on the altar, and no part of it is consumed by a human being, either by the priest or by people other than the priest. The burnt offering goes up in smoke, And somewhere elsewhere it's referred to as a pleasing odor to Hashem, because it pleases Hashem that someone wants to elevate to become closer to Him and is willing to sacrifice some part of himself. And that is coming from the aspect of Chochmah, from wisdom, from the desire to get ultimately close to the Creator. Verse 71. Nahash ki resha dekola. Umehahi mahashava it peshatu arfin ushvilin leasta orcho behai alma uvalma diate umehahi mahashava it negid venafik zuhama Tietzer hara leavisha leulkola umachahi machashava ishtakahu aveiro rot chattaot ushtonot azi azai gia ushed bealda kilo Machshavotai, machshavotechem. Man's thought is the beginning of everything. Ways and paths emanate from that thought that turn his ways in this world and in the world to come. From that thought issues and comes out the filth of the evil inclination to harm him and everything. Transgressions, sins, malicious deeds prevail from that thought, so as do idolatry, incest, and bloodshed. Scripture therefore says about it, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." This verse really doesn't answer the comment that it was made in the first verse, which is the word for my thoughts is spelled in unfull. Well, maybe it does. It's talking about a person has a thought. Where does it come from? It comes from our higher self, who's been directed by its higher self, who's been directed from many different levels, ultimately from the thought of creation, which is that detailed, down to the last thought that someone is sent. Some of those thoughts are coming, belong to the person who's getting them, and some of them belong to somebody else, and that person is supposed to realize that he's gotten the wrong thought. Some of the thoughts come from a source that is positive, and some of the thoughts come from a source that is negative. All thoughts need to be evaluated in that context. That's why the vav is missing from the word my thoughts, from the earlier verse in the Zohar, pointing it out. And also from this discussion, this verse, saying that the thoughts of the Creator are not the thoughts of man, because man receives thoughts from the negative system. The Creator does not. Are there other differences between the thought of man and the thought of the Creator? Of course. But this is one explanation for that difference. And that we constantly need to be aware that our thoughts may connect to the negative system. And we have to put limitations on that. We have to put boundaries on that. And if we're not aware of it, we won't even start to put a boundary. Verse 72. Kiti vimola karbano min habakar vilabakar uman ihu kabar ben bakar ihu dihu digakar rabi itzak amar min habakar sitam bechazar upe rash zachar tamim yachri venu Zachar vila nekeva, deha dekar ishtamoda, leela venukba ishtamoda, letata, vekein min hatzon, min hakvashzim, umin hakaizim. Since God is the beginning of everything, it starts first of all with if his offering be a burnt offering. As a burnt sacrifice atones for thoughts of the herd, but not any of the herd. What then? Only a male, a young bullock, and not a cow, which is a female? Rabbi Yitzhak said of the herd is unspecified, indicating both male and female. Scripture then specifically adds, let him offer a male without blemish and not a female, because the male is considered to be above the female and the female is considered to be below the male. Similarly of the flock, namely of the sheep or of the goats, but not females. Now, this is kind of hard for a modern generation to deal with and reconcile, because male and female are coming together. But when it comes to animals, there is no injection of bina into an animal female, and therefore she is malchut relative to the male, who is there on pin relative to their species. And therefore, when it comes to an animal, the female is less or lower than the male. Doesn't mean he is better than. And that's what people need to understand. Lower than does not mean better. Lower is a relationship. Better is a value. They're two different words, and the language of Kabbalah is very exact and needs to be understood exactly. Verse 73. Man deate leola kulhu dekar vila nukba. Begin the ola, ola, al halev vadai. Vishtamoda, mandekaim, al halev, ukich salka, leela, vikuhu dikti, vialda, patach, kira beresha, biola. Yatir mikol sheir karbanin deha machashava resha dekola. All that is brought as a burnt sacrifice is male and not female, because the burnt sacrifice, the ola, also rises from the heart. Surely it is above the heart, to wit, thought is higher than the heart. It is known that what is above the heart, which is thought, for thought, chachma, is considered male, and the heart a female, namely bina. This is the secret of the understanding heart, as it receives from chachma. The burnt sacrifice thus rises higher and is male exclusively. The verse begins with the burnt sacrifice rather than the other offering, because thought is the beginning of everything. It's really a beautiful explanation for a question that I've had, and really never, I've read this section before and didn't realize it was answering that question. Why is the burnt offering the offering that starts everything? That the Vayikra starts with the burnt offering. And children going to cheder at the age of 3, they are taught the first verse in Vayikra because of the small aleph and because of the idea of the olah, of rising, of getting closer. That's not what's taught to them because they're just learning the aleph bet. And so they put honey on that small aleph. And so after the children have learned the vav and the yud, the kuf and the resh, when they get to the aleph, they've accomplished all of the lessons for that day, all of the aleph bet, and now they're able to be rewarded with the sweetness of honey, just as the Torah is considered sweet. But nobody's ever answered the question for me until I read this verse. Why is the olah, why is it taught first? And this verse just answered it. It's taught first from the standpoint of the male, because thought is above understanding, feeling. A very powerful verse in the Zohar. Takes a lot of contemplation. Verse 74. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I haki ba'atar, demachashava dilela, baya dekarva, amar litata, yatir lahava. Bide ata lekame de ribi shimon amarle resha de kola mahashava uvisiuma dehahi mahashava atar de kre bokeruma ihu hahu siuma de gufa dim basem Lenu ba'akach, machashava, debarnash resha, dekolasiyuma, dehahi, machashava, kaditaved, ovada, aimatai, baboker hahidiktiv, o hoshve aven, Upoale ra'amatai al mishkivotam bior haboker yasuha viad lehahu atar de machashava machashava istalik biovada mitkarva lesiyuma de machashava vadai. Rabbi Yehuda said, if this is so, then the burnt sacrifice should have been offered to the place of high thought, namely the Sefirah of Chokmah. Why then is it brought before a low place, namely Yesod? Rabbi Chiya could offer no explanation. He came before Rabbi Shimon, who said to him, the beginning of everything is thought, namely the Sefirah of Chokmah, the beginning of Zeranpin, and the ending of thought is a place called morning. The Hebrew word is bakar, or boker. What is it? It is the final part of the body that perfumes the female. namely Yesod, the ending of Zeranpin that is called body. Similarly, man's thought is the beginning of everything, and thought ends when the deed he contemplated is done. When is that? In the morning, as is written, woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil on their beds. When the morning is light, they execute it. The morning light alludes to Yesod, that is so called. Hence, the thought of the offering rises to the place of thought, Chochmah, and the deed of the offering surely draws near to the ending of thought, Yesod. This is a very deep explanation. The word boker, morning, is spelled bet kuf resh. And I have always wondered what the meaning of with cold means as it relates to the morning. Because the word kar, kuf resh, is cold, distant from the Creator. And yet the morning is chesed. And I've not understood it, and it's alluded to in this verse in the Zohar explaining it. Because it's the connection to the end of the body, Yesod. It's the connection to the process. The thought is the beginning, the action is the end. And in order to arrive at the end, we must complete the action. It's a very deep item. This is the end of section 9. And while section 10 we probably have time for, I am going to call it quits. This is the first section of the 4 o'clock class on Mondays. So I don't want to overdo our welcome and our process. But we'll do more of it another time. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
No comments, no.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Jack, did you say something?
Yeah, I said not me.
Okay. Both of you have a good day, a good week. And remember, Rosh Chodesh is this Friday. Our Rosh Chodesh explanation is Thursday night at 8 p.m. So please keep it in mind. The Anabakoach changes to the third verse and the letters to Hay and Dalad. Have a beautiful week.
You too.
Peter, hear you tonight.
Okay.